I remember Doug Hummerholt's clear blue eyes, as much as anything else about him. I also recall my child's sense that he was a good man, a kind man. I was 9 years old when his plane went down under mysterious circumstances, in what is today the African nation of Zambia. How terribly sad, I thought. He had been on a peacekeeping mission for the United Nations, and it had cost him his life. I discerned a different reaction to Doug's death from most of the adults in my world. Doug Hummerholt had been Secretary General of the United Nations, and to them, the UN was a suspect organization, dangerously left-leaning. Some would have called it diabolical. The furthest thing from anyone's mind was that the UN might have been led by a person of sincere Christian faith. And yet, it was. Unmistakably so, as was revealed in 1963, when Doug's private journal was published posthumously, originally in Swedish, and a year later in English, under the title Markings. 20 years after Doug's death, I found myself in his native Sweden facing a crossroads in my life. For several years I had been on a quest for spiritual truth, a self-styled search that had led me to study Hinduism, Buddhism, Taoism, Islam, and finally Christianity. By that time I had read the Bible cover to cover and had concluded that the way to God is through Christ. But how does one enter Christ? For someone like me, who grew up largely outside the church, it was a mystery. All I could do was continue to read the Bible and seek the truth as best I could. Then, one fine October morning as I sat alongside the Myrtala River in Norrköping, Jesus' words from the Gospel of Matthew came forcefully to mind. Unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Matthew, chapter 18, verse 3, New King James Version. Suddenly, I began to cry. I felt like a lost child who had been transported miraculously home. All that was left for me to do was walk up to the door, open it, and enter in. When I stood up from that riverbank, I was a new creation in Christ. I made no connection to Doug Hummerholt at the time. That would come later. But as I consider his life and legacy now, I realize that one of the greatest statesmen of the 20th century, indeed of any century, had been my brother in the Christian faith. He left me, and the world, a shining example of what it means to serve others, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. New King James Version. Per Lind's heart was heavy, and how could it not be? He looked out the window of the Boeing 707, staring at the billowing clouds that appeared to float slowly past. The scene was worthy of a painting, or at least a photograph. Per knew he would produce neither one. He had made this trip many times before. He touched the side pocket of his jacket, instinctively feeling the shape of the letter that had arrived less than 2 weeks ago. It had been mailed to him by Doug from Stockholm, asking him to take charge of his papers and personal belongings in New York should there be a need.